I'd like to welcome everyone this morning to the annual meeting, congregational meeting of Grace Life Bible Church. As you see on the screen above you, we are actually celebrating 2 weeks prematurely our six-year anniversary. Last Sunday in October of 2007, a group of about 29 of us met in Wayne's Manufacturing Facility, in the cafeteria of Wayne's Manufacturing Facility down the road at Apex. And from there was born Grace Life Bible Church. And so usually what we do is the last Sunday of October, we commemorate that. But
because of announcements about closed board meetings and other things, I know there was some anxiousness amongst the saints to find out what's going on and so forth with the church. And so we didn't want to keep you waiting any longer than we needed to. Also, particularly with a Bible conference coming up. So we have moved the annual meeting forward to this Sunday. And I want to thank all of the elders. You'll notice that Wayne is not here. Wayne has excused himself from the meeting. And I think you'll see why as we work our way through here. He felt it would be uncomfortable for him to be here today as we had the meeting. So we've got Brother Todd Smith, Brother Craig Holcomb, Brother Norm Price, and Brother Tom Dibble. They're going to be helping me out and sitting up here and helping me with passing out some information and so forth. So if you guys can pass out those financial statements, I'd appreciate that. What the men are passing out now is a complete financial report from the last time we had the meeting, a congregational meeting, till now. So when you get your copy, you'll see that it says at the top, November 2012 through September 2013. Okay, so there's last week's, because of when Wayne had to run the reports and stuff like that in his computer, I do not believe that last Sunday's offering is showing up in the report. The report is, wait a minute, it was the last, it was September last month, wasn't it? Last Sunday? Oh, so that is in here. I'll take that back. So what you have in front of you is, as I said, is the complete income and expense report for the last 11 months of activities here at Grace Life Bible Church. And if you go to the last page, you'll see the balance sheet has also been provided for you. Now, I'm not going to go through and enumerate and comment on every single one of these things. The same report is discussed at the outset of every board meeting. Okay, every board meeting that Grace Life Bible Church has, in the opening 10 minutes, we review the financial report, and that portion of the meeting under normal circumstances is open to anybody who wishes to be there. And the reports are always available in the office upon request from any saint, should they wish to receive one. Okay? So the first document that you're going to have is that report. Now, before I get too far ahead of myself, I do want to start off. There's a lot of business to cover here. And normally what I've done in the past is we've spent some time kind of going back through what I preached on that first Sunday that we met way back in October 2007. And I've chosen not to do that this time because I don't want this meeting to last longer than it needs to. But I do think it's important as we reflect back to think about all the different things that we've accomplished or done as a church in the last 11 months or year. And we have a lot of people to thank. There are people that do things around this assembly building that if they don't get done, they would be, glaringly obvious that they weren't getting done. One of those is people that help out in the kitchen, to clean up and so forth after study. We have nursery staff. We have people now. We expanded our nursery services this past year, if you don't remember. We now have a infant room and a toddler room. And so we've got more people that are helping out with that ministry. We also have the teachers that rotate and help out with the children's church ministry and the different things. So we want to make sure that we acknowledge them. We have the musicians in the music department. We have all these things. We have a lot of things going on with audiovisual, with internet ministries. Brother Kurt keeps the Grace Life Bible Church site up to date and running. And so if you've, a lot of you have come into contact with the church through the website. Kurt and Joel are responsible for audiovisual and internet ministries. We have people that work and help out at Bible conferences. We have buildings and grounds activities going on with maintenance and things both inside and outside. The ladies committee meets monthly to do things for the ladies' ministries and to try to promote fellowship and so forth amongst the women of the church. We had our second successful vacation Bible school, and so we had a lot of people that were out and helped that, with that and planned for that activity. We also have bulletin. That's Sylvia every week comes in and provides a bulletin so that we can stay current on what's going on within the church. She also copies the notes for my adult Sunday school class and edits those, which is probably no small task. Wayne, as you can see from the reports, does an excellent job as the treasurer, keeping track of the financial records of the income and expenses and making sure that the church is meeting its obligations. We have the board members that come to meetings and help with planning and administering the assembly. We have deacons that help with visitor packets, buildings and grounds. We have all sorts of people that are involved, that are helping, that we need to thank. And, you know, the saints in general, because we wouldn't have a church if it weren't for the people that came out and to fellowship and to study the Word of God with us here at Grace Life Bible Church. And I'm sure there's something that I'm forgetting, okay? And I don't want to forget anybody or leave anybody out, but we need to be thankful for everyone's part, whatever it is, in making this local church function the way that it does, okay? And I want to start out by acknowledging those things. And, you know, it's been 6 years. It's sort of hard to believe. Todd and I were talking about it when we were standing up here that 6 years ago we first met at Wayne's shop, and it just seems like so long ago sometimes. So we want to thank you for those things. The core strategy. I'm just going to click through this quickly. I don't want to expound upon these things. When we first met the last Sunday of October in 2007, I presented a strategy that hinged first upon evangelizing and why we needed a church in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Grand Rapids, Michigan being the chief city of this area of Michigan that we could establish a church here, we could reach out into the surrounding communities and bring people in and affect them with the truth of the Word of God rightly divided. We also said we were going to try to edify the believers in sound doctrine to once we got folks saved and understanding who they are in Christ, to edify them, to build them up in sound doctrine, and to establish here within this area a local church of established believers that were going to work together for the work of the ministry. And we saw that Paul also enlisted the help of men that could help carry on the work of the ministry, thus the elders here and the deacons that would be responsible to help with that. And then we saw that from there the local church was supposed to expand. And I'm being very brief for a reason, because I could preach a whole hour on these things again, and I would like to do that, frankly, more than what we're going to do. But it's important to remember these things, these core strategies and so forth. So where I want to start, folks, with the report, the financial report, is to review what I presented to you a year ago. Okay? Now, you won't find this in any document. I've just provided it for you on the screen. Okay? If you will recall, last year, in 2012, when we had our annual meeting, we presented a financial statement that showed offerings from the saints. And offerings from the saints was everyone minus Wayne Nash. Okay? And that the total that all of you gave in offering a year ago was $70,318. Okay? And we also showed you that Wayne gave himself $44,000 in the previous fiscal year. So if you would look at page one of your financial statement here, your income and expense report, you can see that for this year, okay, for the last 12 months, the saints giving, that would be everybody in the assembly minus Wayne, has given $72,534.90, and that Wayne's total for the last 11 months has been $24,473, okay? So the reason I bring that up is we also presented to you the following mortgage picture. That the church had two mortgages. Okay? Mortgage number one was held by Mercantile Bank. And at the last meeting, the amount owed to Mercantile Bank was $466,000, roughly. Okay? And that there was a second mortgage that was owed to Wayne L. Nash for $160,000. So if you add those up, the total mortgage as of last year's congregational meeting was $628,066.18. Okay? So those are the exact figures. I copied and pasted them straight out of last year's presentation and put them into this one. So that's what we presented last year as a financial picture. All right? We further demonstrated, based on the previous year's budget, that of that money that came in from you folks, the saints, this roughly $70,000, that was being used to cover the operating expenses of the church and a quarter of the mortgage. Okay? And if you remember at that time, the weekly need that's listed in the bulletin every week, the weekly need at that point was $1,186, and that was to cover the operating expenses of the church and a quarter of the mortgage, which meant that Wayne's $44,000 that he had given in the previous year was going to pay the remaining three quarters of the mortgage payment that was owed to Mercantile Bank. Okay? Now, if you were at the last meeting, this should be review. I know it's been a year and you probably don't remember all these things real specifically, but this is the picture that we presented in 2012. And we further demonstrated that besides a $75 mandatory interest payment to Wayne on the second mortgage of $160,000, that what we were giving wasn't even touching this second mortgage that was owed to Wayne at $160,000, that all we were doing was paying down what we owed Mercantile Bank. Is everybody hopefully remembering this? Okay? So, what we presented then was a full budget of $2,030. If you look at the bulletin this morning, it has down here the weekly need at $2,030. Okay? So we have been working off that as the weekly need for the last 11 months since the last congregational meeting. So that $2,030, what is entailed in that? Okay? That reflected the entire cost of running the assembly. All of the mortgage paid to Mercantile and all the operating expenses of the church. Okay? That's the utilities, my housing allowance, donuts, coffee, anything that we spent money on was in that budget of $2,030 that we've been working off for the last 11 months. And if you remember point number three on there, the goal was to try to close the gap. Okay? In other words, have the saints try to meet Wayne at a higher number than what we had previous. Okay? And the idea here was to try to figure out if the families in this church could support this mortgage without Wayne's involvement, okay? Knowing that Wayne was getting close to wanting to retire from his business. And he's been clear about that, you know, from the beginning. So what the board, point number four, what we were trying to accomplish by putting before you a number of 2030, which is considerably higher from the previous one that I showed you, was to see and to test, would we be able to support the current debt structure that we have here at the church should Wayne retire and not be able to give every year to the amount of $44,000. Is everybody with me there? Okay? And then we also designated every fifth Sunday, which we just had, as a debt reduction Sunday, so that if somebody wanted to add an additional offering, that money would then be taken and applied to the second mortgage that is owed to Wayne, that $160,000. Okay? That was how we structured it for last year. That's how I presented it to you in last year's meeting. So I want to update you on that. Okay? So this is my 2013 now update on that information. In terms of income, okay? You can see in your financial statement there that the offerings from the saints, that's everyone minus Wayne, was $72,534. All right? Offerings from Wayne for this year was $24,473. The mortgage now payable to Mercantile Bank is $432,138. And the second mortgage payable to Wayne has gone down to $159,776. So the total mortgage now is $591,914. Okay. So Wayne L. Nash's offerings were down, and the Saints' offerings were up. Okay. So in terms of this gap, in terms of closing this gap between what Wayne was needing to do to support the assembly and what the rest of us were able to do, we were able to close the gap between, you know, what Wayne had done in the previous year and what he's had to do this year. I want you to see that we did accomplish that we were able to do that, and his giving is down this year over where it was last year to keep us, you know, where we need to be as far as keeping track and on top of the bills. I want to look at the debt comparison. Last year, those were the numbers at the meeting, $466,000 and $162,000 on those mortgages owed to Mercantile and Wayne, for the total being $628,066.26. And here are the figures now for this year in 2013. So you can see that we also did succeed through debt reductions in chipping away at what is owed to Wayne on the second mortgage, in addition to continuing to make the monthly payment every month to Mercantile. Okay? Now let's be clear though. If Wayne's involvement to $24,000 were taken out of the picture, there's no way that we are making that mortgage payment. Okay? Everybody with that? Am I doing all right? You guys with me? All right. So, to summarize this point, we paid down the second mortgage owned to Wayne L. Nash Trust by $2,224 through debt cancellation efforts. So, the goals that we had as an assembly, we closed the gap, we did accomplish that, and we were able to chip away at what was owed to Wayne on that second mortgage. Okay? So that's sort of the update as to where we are right now. And I want to be clear with you. If you look at your income and expense report, just look at page 1. These figures that I just went over in the presentation only include offerings from the Saints and from Wayne. They do not include PayPal donations. They do not include selling cookbooks or books or any of the other things that are there, the sale of printed materials. All of those are separate from just what the offerings of the Saints have been. Okay? So, yeah. Steve? I'm getting there. Okay. So, continuing then with the update for this year. Despite making progress on closing the offering gap between Wayne L. Nash and the Saints, as well as paying down the second mortgage the last year has demonstrated that the Saints of Grace Life Bible Church are not able to sustain our current debt structure without significant financial help from Wayne. Okay? If we were to continue to proceed the way we are right now, and Wayne retires, we would not make it. Okay? The amount of debt that we have here as an assembly is greater than what we have demonstrated as our ability as a congregation to support. Okay? Despite having met both the goals, Wayne has still had to add $24,000 in offerings to make sure that everything gets paid. Okay? So if Wayne retires in the next 3 months and doesn't have the same income stream that he's had to be able to do that every month, we will not make these payments. Okay? And that is what has precipitated the closed board meetings for the last 2 months, as the board has thought through what are we going to do about this. Okay? So, and as I just said, Wayne is planning to retire in the near future. He is making arrangements as we speak to divest himself from Apex and retire. in the near future. So this has prompted, as I just said, the board to investigate our options. And this is what led to the two closed board meetings of the past 2 months. That would be August and September. Okay? So, at my request, you guys get that second? At my request, Wayne prepared a financial worksheet. Okay? That is labeled here Exhibit 1. To help the board make the decisions moving forward. So I'm going to just stop for a minute, let these guys pass this out so that everybody can have one so that you can see what specifically we're talking about. So just to be clear, Wayne told us that he was on the way to retirement. When he told us that, I requested that he prepare a document that would aggregate all of the totals, offering totals, expense totals, everything for the last 3.5 to 4 years, so that we could see from a big picture standpoint where things were at financially. Now, I know that as soon as you get it, you're going to do what every human does and read through the whole thing. And that's fine, but I do have some specific things I want to point out to you here in a moment as soon as everybody has their copy. So just without taking a ton of questions, is everybody following where we are so far? Just a thumbs up or some sort of affirmative would be good, that I know that we're with me so far. All right, that's amen to that. All right. So, explanation of Exhibit 1, okay? Exhibit 1 covers 43 months of income and expense activity. From January 1st, 2010... until July 31st, 2013. Okay? So what Wayne did is he went all the way back to the beginning of 2010 and he drew out the numbers and ran the numbers for me at my request so that we could see what was going on here, big picture, over an extended period of time. Okay? So, you need to understand that the figures on the worksheet, the exhibit in front of you, do not include the following. Okay? They do not include any offerings from Wayne. All of his offerings have been backed out of these figures. Okay? They do not include any offerings from PayPal or other fundraisers. It is just based on offerings of the Saints to Grace Life Bible Church, so there's no fundraiser money in there. And it also does not reflect the mortgage payment. If you find halfway down the page, you'll see it says mortgage and other interest, and it has zeros. Okay? So what this document is showing you is what the, over a 43-month time period, it's showing you what the income and revenues have been to the church through offerings without Wayne or any other giving. Okay? And what it's also showing you is what the picture looks like if you back out the mortgage. Is everybody with me there? Okay? Anything that is in blue, you'll notice that some of the items are in blue ink and some are in black ink. I don't know, hopefully you can see that offset on that neon paper. But the blue items indicate areas where budgetary cuts could be made. Okay? These would include things like having assembly members come in here and get on a cleaning rotation so that we're not paying somebody to clean the church. These would include things like having men from the church come and handle the lawn care instead of paying somebody to do that. This would include things like coffee and donuts and other things that we are spending money on that could be done, that could be handled in other ways, either through getting rid of that expense altogether or finding another way to take care of that particular item. Okay? So you've got blue items. You have black items. I don't want you to get too caught up in what those are at this point, because so far we still are $24,000 short and it's not going to make a difference if we save 30 bucks a week on donuts. Okay? So, I want you to go to the bottom of the sheet, find the column that says monthly average 42 months, and go run your eye all the way to the bottom, please. And you'll notice at the bottom of that column it says $2,215.60. Does everybody see that? What that number is telling you, folks, is that if all of the expenses in this assembly were to remain the same, and the offerings were to remain the same, that what we have $2,215 a month to address either renting a facility or taking care of a mortgage. You with me? Okay? So what we're gleaning from this information here that Wayne has prepared, again, just to be clear, at the bottom of the monthly average column for 43 months, you have the number of $2,215.60. Given the parameters here, backing out Wayne's giving, only recording the giving of the saints, and backing out the mortgage payment, this assembly, based on an aggregate total of the last 43 months, can afford a rent payment or a mortgage payment of $2,215.60. Okay? We're good there. Thumbs up? Amen. The current monthly payment, though, that is owed to Mercantile Bank is $4,897. Now, you can do the math. So that means that as the offerings are coming in, what's been happening is that Wayne has been taking and adding his giving to the offering to make sure that the difference is made up and the offering and the mortgage is getting paid. Okay? So we have about, based upon the numbers, the raw data for the last 43 months, we have $2,215 to work with in terms of addressing a place to meet. Okay? Whether that's renting something or having a payment or a mortgage on something. Alright? Thumbs up there? Okay? So, what our last board meetings were about. The men of the board took various assignments to investigate alternative meeting arrangements to being in this building. Okay? Some of the men researched community centers. Tom researched hotels, motels, conference rooms. I did schools and a movie theater. Okay? And we came back and we asked questions. We asked how much space would we get, how much would it cost, would there be any storage, would there be setup, would there be teardown? We asked a variety of questions and wrote them down and came back to the board meeting and reported out on our findings. Okay? And just to go through these with you, the Standale Fire Station could accommodate 70 people in an 800-square-foot room, which would leave no space for the children's ministries, no storage space. All of the teardown and setup would be our responsibility of the saints here, and it is not available consistently on a weekly basis. So that's... And obviously, you can figure that out. We also looked into the Walker Ice Arena. There was a room there that's available across from the hockey rink, understanding that there would be hockey leagues and games going on the entire time we were trying to meet and have church service across the hall. And again, this would have been only one space, which would have left no room for children's ministries. There was no storage available to us, and we would have had to do 100% of the setup and the teardown if we were going to look at the Walker skating rink. We also, Todd, looked at the Boy Scout facility. Where's that at? Okay. They have one large room capable of seating between 80 and 90 people for about $75 a week. But again, you would have no space for children's ministries, no storage, all set up and tear down would be the responsibility of the congregation. And there you're going to run into possible scouting conflicts because any scouting event would have priority over us renting their facility. Okay? So we looked at that. Brother Tom called Country Inns and Suites. Those of you that... he called other ones too. Up here on Walker Avenue, he called the Baymont Inn and he called the Quality Inn and some other things. They either didn't have rooms that were big enough or what have you. Those of you that were around back in 2008 for our first Bible conference, you remember we met at the Comfort Inn and Suites up there at, Country Inn and Suites up there off the East Beltline. We looked at that. That would, for one large room, that would accommodate 125 people. You're looking, and one smaller room for the kids, you'd be looking at $600 a week for 4 hours. The problem with this is, they flat out refused to even consider renting it to a church. And they said that they would not rent it to anybody that was going to make noise above a conversation. So that's not even an option because they won't even allow us to do it. We also contacted Frederick Meyer Gardens. Frederick Meyer Gardens had, again, one large room for $175 for 4 hours, and it'd be an extra $40 an hour to use the projector for doing things like this. There was, again, no space for children's ministries, no storage available, and they wanted at least half a year's payment in advance to even think about letting us have the room. I called Star Movie Theater. It's not Star anymore. I don't even know what it is. But the one out here on Alpine. To get one movie theater for 1 hour is $500 an hour. Okay? There were multiple theaters that could have been available, but obviously this would have, again, left no space for children's ministry, no storage, all set up, tear down, everything as far as the musical equipment or anything like that that we wanted to use would all have to be done by us, and they are not even renting space until 2014. Okay? I also contacted West Michigan Academy of Environmental Science. That is a charter school right up here off of, Wilson. Leonard and Wilson. Okay, not far from here. We could get the gymnasium there for 4 hours for a meeting like this. And we could there get classrooms, four different classrooms for that would accommodate the kids' ministry for 4 hours. They also would, it's mandatory there that you pay a professional staff person from their school a hourly fee for them to be there to have the building open for 4 hours. And so all of that would come out to about $540 a week to get to secure those facilities at West Michigan Academy of Environmental Science. And again, they would give us no storage for any of our stuff, and all 100% of setup and tear down would be the responsibility of the Saints. So as the board discussed this, there are obviously problems with these options, including we'd be at someone else's mercy the entire time. If they decided they didn't want us anymore, they could, you know, we'd be done whenever they'd have to find somewhere else when the contract was over. We would be able to, and none of these would allow us any permanent signage or visible presence. We could set up some sort of a sandwich sign on a Sunday morning and say that we were there, but after that it would be expected that it would be taken down, and so the church would lose the visible presence that it has in the community right now. A lot of these would present parking issues. The fact that there's just not enough places for people to park for a group this size to meet. We would have no space for funerals, weddings, children's church, vacation Bible school, youth events. We wouldn't have the capacity to do any of these things with any of the options that I just showed you. Okay? And obviously there would be no place for Bible conferences, board meetings, Bible studies like we had here Sunday night. All these things would have to be done, you know, somewhere else or in someone else's home, or more expense incurred to rent something else to have a Bible conference or whatever. Now, we need to be clear here. Sure, we could go to West Michigan Academy of Environmental Science and pay $540 and knock off some of these expenses that we have for having a building, like electricity and, you know, gas and utilities and so forth. But the question is, obviously, what are you going to get in return for that, and is it feasible? There would be no permanency at any of these options, and frankly, we would anticipate that some people might choose to leave the assembly, particularly if we're not able to offer anything for the kids. And almost every single one of these, with the exception of one, would not be very conducive to us continuing to minister to the children of the families of this assembly. Okay? So, at this point, wasn't looking too good, as I'm sure you can sort of gather. You guys have anything to add before I go any further?
Not the family, the Grace Life family. You go to a hotel, it's a hotel. And that's not who we are. You know, it's almost like you have a mortgage at home and you decide to sell the house from a hotel because your gas and your life, your water is included in your, you know, your daily fee for being there. We are representatives of the Word of God rather than the Bible. And as we as members, board members, were looking at these things and talking about it, it was clear that our biggest goal is to keep the family together.
Sure, Dave.
So it was important for us to keep in mind really what we were doing. And so as Pastor just showed you, man, we could go just about anywhere. We can build a pole barn, meet in a pole barn, but is that what we want to do as a family? You know? So I think as you look at the numbers that have been presented to you in Exhibit 1, the financial statements for last year, it's just going to support the last part or the next part of the conversation. Pastor, you're doing a real good job.
Take the mic before.
Anyone else? Okay. So at the end of August, I had breakfast with Wayne to discuss these things. Okay? While all the investigations were going on and the data collection and so forth that I just shared with you was going on to discuss the situation and to see what he had to say about it. Knowing, as I just said, that he was planning to retire and so on. At our congregation, at our board meeting, I presented a preliminary idea at the August board meeting of which Wayne did not attend. So I had breakfast with Wayne on the Friday morning before the board meeting in August. He shared with me some things. I brought the information to the men in the board meeting in the first closed session board meeting that we had in August. And then Wayne came to our September board meeting 2 weeks ago and made a formal proposal, to the board for our consideration. Okay? And so now that we've showed you the facts, showed you what's out there and available, now we want to share with you what Wayne shared with us, okay, about this, about our situation. So, what I want to go over with now is a proposal that Wayne gave. There are 13 points, and I just copied and pasted these right out of the document Wayne sent me into the PowerPoint in Wayne's own words, so that you could see exactly what he said to us. Okay? So, number one, Grace Life Bible Church currently has a mortgage with MB, that's Mercantile Bank. So I don't know if you are a note taker or whatever, but some of the stuff you might want to jot down. For $432,138.89. Approximately as of this date at 4.75 interest. And for a monthly payment of $4,897, with Wayne as the personal guarantor, and the length of the loan is 5 years or 60 months with 3 years remaining. Okay? Now, I should also say to you that he wanted me to be abundantly clear that he feels that what I'm going to share with you would have been Linda's mind on the matter as well, not just his. Okay? So he wants you to take that into consideration. Number two, come December of 2013, 2 months from now, Wayne proposes to loan Grace Life Bible Church approximately $426,000. Okay? After October and November payments have been paid to pay off the existing mortgage to Mercantile Bank. Okay? Whatever the final payoff amount is, so remember there's two payments that still have to be made, so whatever the final payoff amount is, in addition to the approximate $160,000 mortgage that Grace Life Bible Church owes Wayne L. Nash as a side loan, Wayne L. Nash will take the two amounts, add them together, and divide them in half. Okay? So, at that point, there'd be two loans. There'd be two loans for roughly $293,000 each. So understand what he's going to do. He's going to pay off Mercantile Bank, get them out of the picture. Then he's going to take the total of whatever it took to pay off Mercantile Bank and remove them from the picture, and he's going to add to that the amount of the second mortgage for roughly $160,000, and he's going to divide it in half. That's where we get $293,000, two mortgages now for $293,000. Everybody with me? Okay? As an example, the two loans combined would equal $586,000. Then once divided, there would be two separate loans owed to Wayne L. Nash for $293,000 each, like I just illustrated for you here. Okay? Wayne L. Nash will take one of the loans, rip it up, completely forgive the loan, leaving the church owing owing $293,000 on the mortgage. Everybody with that? Okay? So he is going to remove Mercantile Bank, take whatever's left, divide it in half, forgive half of it, and leave the church with a new mortgage of roughly $293,000. You with that? The remaining loan amount will then be amortized over a 5-year or 60-month period at an interest rate of 4.75, which is exactly the rate that we are currently being charged by Mercantile. Attorney fees for legal documentation and filing purposes, including a lien on the building, will be the responsibility of GLBC, so there will be a little bit of expense on our part to do that. Method of subjected payment, built into the loan amount, so it's built in, or paid from the church's checking account. So we could do that either way at the time that we close on the loan with Wayne. Everybody good there? Thumbs up? Okay. Grace Life Bible Church can select any monthly payment amount it feels it can honor consistently for the 60-month period, with a mandatory minimum interest payment of at least $1,159.79 per month to cover the mandatory interest. So he would allow us, if we so choose, to not pay a dime toward the principal and only accept a payment to him of a mandatory amount to cover the interest on the loan. Everybody good there? Now, that's not what we're going to propose to you, but that's what he said to us. Okay? Wayne Nash will take the agreed-upon payment at the beginning of each month, preferably in full. But if not, then pastor's parsonage allowance will be reduced by the same amount of Wayne L. Nash's shortfall until each party has been satisfied. So folks, what that means, and I'm speaking personally now, if there's not enough money, if we haven't collected enough money in offerings to cover the mortgage payment and my parsonage allowance, I will not receive the full amount until both parties are satisfied. So there's a great possibility that we could be, eventually Wayne has assured me that I will get what we need for my family for housing allowance, but it could affect the way that it is dispersed to Becky and I. Okay? If there's not enough money every month to cover the payment, which I don't think I need to tell you all that that would not be good for us if we had to run into that sort of situation. But that's the way. So, in other words, Wayne is going to basically be the new Mercantile. Okay? He's getting them out of the picture for us so they're not hanging over our heads and breathing down our throats. And then he will serve as the bank for our assembly, and payments will be made to him to repay this one loan of $293,000. Okay? Grace Life Bible Church, and here's another thing that you got to understand. Grace Life Bible Church should no longer expect Wayne's personal offering history to remain the same going forward during this business relationship to offset any cash deficiencies. In other words, Wayne will consider his financial obligation to the assembly satisfied. Okay? So if the total amount in the bulletin for offering is not whatever it needs to be, there isn't going to be a genie with a bottle that's going to come up with the rest of the money. Okay? It is going to be the role and responsibility of the rest of the saints here in the assembly to handle this, because if Wayne does this, he's going to consider his financial obligation satisfied to the assembly. And I would think we could all agree, rightfully so. Okay? So everybody good there? Everybody understanding that? Thanks, Christina. At the conclusion of the 60-month mortgage, or at the discretion of the Board of Grace Life Bible Church, if it feels that the financial strength of the assembly is strong enough, a traditional mortgage with a banking institution should be pursued. In the event that a bank is unwilling to underwrite a mortgage within that time frame, Wayne L. Nash would give consideration to renewing the current mortgage relationship with Grace Life Bible Church. Okay? So 5 years go by, and you know, who knows what's going to happen in 5 years. If the bank doesn't like us or whatever, Wayne would consider another 5-year term with the church on the mortgage. Preferably, though, he'd like it within 5 years to be handed over to a bank. Okay? If a mortgage with a financial institution is considered, and one of the stipulations of the bank is that the loan must be personally guaranteed by Wayne L., Wayne L. Nash will not be involved unless all the board members or equal members from within the assembly share equally in the obligation of the debt. Okay? We good here? Come on. In addition, if Wayne L. Nash were to die during any contract in force, heirs of his trust will have the option to continue with the existing agreement in force or call in the balance of the loan, at which time GLVC will need to seek alternative financing, either through a bank or proceeds from a life insurance policy that the church would purchase, designating Wayne L. Nash Trust and Grace Life Bible Church as the joint beneficiaries. The board is going to begin a process with this month of pricing life insurance. Okay? On Wayne, so that if something were to happen to him, we would have the money to settle this loan and be done with it. Okay? The current interest formula used by Mercantile Bank is the prime rate, set at 3.25, published in the Wall Street Journal, with an additional 1.5 added as a result of risk exposure, thus the 4.75% interest. In the life of the contract with Wayne L. Nash, the prime rate base should, if in the life of the contract with Wayne L. Nash, the prime rate base should move upward or downward, Grace Life monthly payment will reflect the same going forward from the date of the movement. So in other words, he is going to treat this the same, he's going to treat us in exactly the same way the bank would if we had a mortgage with a bank. Okay? All right. I know I just told you a lot. This is what Wayne says he's prepared to do. Bill, you look like you got a question. No. It'd be reviewed once a year. Okay? Because that's what's currently happening to us now anyway. Okay? I'm understanding that right, aren't I? Okay. We good on all that? Steve? You just want cake, Steve. So, I have a few reflections then on Wayne's proposal. Okay? Number one, we need to be clear here that Wayne is offering a $293,000 mortgage on a building that is currently valued at $675,000. He just had an appraisal done in August. And that's just on the building and the land. That does not even include the contents of what's in the building. Okay? All the equipment, chairs, blah, everything. So, he's saying $293,000 loan that he's offering to the assembly on a building that's worth, you know, over twice as much. This would allow Grace Life Bible Church to continue its present ministry in its current location, which means we don't have to entertain any of the other undesirable alternatives that I presented to you before going over what Wayne has proposed. Okay? Wayne, as I already said, would consider his financial obligation to Grace Life Bible Church fulfilled and should not be expected to make up any shortfalls in the weekly offering totals. And the financial success or failure of Grace Life Bible Church would be the responsibility of the families / individuals comprising the assembly. So that would be us. Okay? At that point. The board feels that the families / individuals of Grace Life Bible Church are collectively capable of supporting a mortgage of $293,000. Okay? Based upon the aggregate data in the Exhibit 1 that I showed you, and I'll get back to that in a second. Wayne would work with the board in helping to secure a loan with a financial institution within the time frame outlined by the proposal. So he would help us negotiate with the bank and all those sorts of things, but he would not be putting any more of his own money or resources, assets into the securing of that loan. But he would help us, using his expertise, go out into the marketplace, as it were, and negotiate that. Okay. And as I said, the board will secure a life insurance policy on Wayne L. Nash to help ensure the financial stability of the assembly should anything happen to Wayne. Okay? Now, I think at this point, there's a few more things I want to cover, but I think at this point it'd probably be safe to see if anyone had anything to say about this. You guys? Frank? That's a question that I'll have to ask Wayne. I think there's some type of a top ceiling, as there would be on any adjustable rate loan. But he didn't include that in his statement. I just copied what was in his statement. That would be, yes. So the church would be taking out that policy with us as a church, the beneficiary, so that we could pay off the mortgage if anything happened to Wayne. Okay? Steve? Was your hand up? I'm getting to that. Yep. It's a good question. I'm getting to it.
Let me just say a few things because, first of all, it's important to recognize that Wayne L. Nash, as well as Linda Nash, from the moment they left or started coming to Muskegon Heights to fellowship, never had a personal agenda. It's always been about the Word of God, rightly divided, being shared with people. And if you knew anything about Linda, she never stopped. That's all she did. And because of Linda, Wayne is who he is, in the sense that it's his desire for the word, the ministry, to travel forward. In understanding that, as believers, as Christians, as members of this church family, we have the same responsibility. No man rips up that has the right intention, because you know most men are full of greed. This man is full of the Word of God. And as we sit here and we think about how we move forward and Wayne's proposal, I think that we must reflect on the inside of what our intentions are. Because if our intentions are is not to move forward together and make this thing happen far and beyond, then we need to be upfront about that. I've had the pleasure of being around this young man for how long now?
13 years.
Well, this sister back in. And many others that came over to Muskegon. And I hope that we continue this ministry in the way that we know it can be, doing the things that we know we need to do. Because I don't think we will get another opportunity like this. I don't. And whether the interest rate is 4 or 5 or 6, we will never get this opportunity again. And so I think how we move forward has to be a sincere move, understanding that his move was not personal, but it was because of the ministry. It was a spiritual move. And so I think that we think about it. I think that we accept it as one of those blessings because it's truly what it is. It is. I mean, who just does this? I mean, he could have left and went to Florida and been done. That's not what he wanted, because he knew that's not what Linda wanted. His family does not want that. So I'm so grateful, because I wondered what was going to happen, and I did not want to see this thing go away. I didn't. So I hope some of you feel the same way that I do about this right now.
Thanks, Don. So continuing on then, if I can have you guys pass out one more thing. Steve, this is going to address your last question. What you're going to get now is Exhibit 2, which accepts Wayne's proposal at a specific dollar amount. Remember that what I just showed you, he would leave it up to us to choose what we felt we could take on. Okay? And after much discussion, the board has come up with what we feel is a reasonable, level of payment. I guess I should say it that way. And I'll wait till everybody has one to point it out. I should tell you that there's these columns are, he forgot to label the top. So on your left-hand column on Exhibit 2, you should write down monthly. Okay, you should write down monthly at the top of the left-hand column. You should write down yearly at the top of the center column. And you should write weekly at the top of the right-hand column. Okay? So that should be monthly, yearly, weekly. Okay? Now, this proposal, this budget reflects no reductions in any of the line items from Exhibit 1. You remember that in Exhibit 1 I pointed out to you that there were blue-colored items and black-colored items, and that the blue-colored things were things that we felt could possibly be reduced based on, you know, figuring out some other way to meet those obligations, okay? This budget shows no reductions in any of those items, okay? So those would still be on the table for consideration for further, have more money at our disposal every month, okay? So that's the first point. This budget includes a monthly mortgage payment to Wayne L. Nash in the amount of $1,750. If you look again halfway down the page, you see mortgage and rent. Amen. Yeah, mortgage and rent. And you'll see in your monthly column you have $1,750, your yearly column $21,000, and then your weekly column $404. Everybody sees that? Okay? So, what the board, after analyzing our situation, we feel that we can take on a payment of $1,750 a month to tackle this this new mortgage arrangement with Wayne. Okay? Now, to answer your question, Steve, that would include roughly $1,100 to interest and about $600 a month toward principal. I have here, I didn't make copies of this, but I have here the amortization schedule that Wayne gave me for this loan in the amount of $293,000 with a monthly payment of $1,750, okay? And it comes out roughly to around $1,100 in interest and $600 a month being paid toward principal. The board feels that that's a pretty good balance that you would get on a personal mortgage between interest and principal, okay? And you need to understand, too, that we are going to have as a goal the idea of being able to demonstrate to a bank that we can do this, okay? That they can loan us the money because we're not going to, you know, default or go, you know, run to Mexico with it or something. So the budget includes, again, a monthly mortgage payment of $1,750. This budget includes a new weekly offering need of $1,265. Okay? Compared at $2,030 from what we've been asking for in the last 11 months. Okay? So in order for us to meet all the financial obligations of the assembly without anything changing and taking on the mortgage payment of $1,750 a month, The bottom line weekly need that you would begin to see in the bulletin is $1,265, which I think you will agree is much more attainable than $2,030, almost by $1,000 a week. Okay. This number, and this is where you need to make some comparison. This number, this $1,265. Is lower than the weekly average. If you will, get your Exhibit 1 back. Find the right-hand column where it says weekly average 186 weeks. And you'll see that the net income at the top for, I'm right here, I'm in the far right column, I'm in this here, and it says net income is $1,298.55. That is what the income in offerings has been in this assembly aggregated over this 43 months. This new budgetary number of $1,265 falls within and or under the $1,298.55 that the stats show we've been taking in on average for the last 43 months. Okay? Now you need to remember, this does not include any adjustments in cutbacks on spending or anything else. So the board feels, it has 186 weeks of cumulative offering data to support the decision to move forward with a mortgage payment with Wayne of $1,750 a month. Okay? Now, if meeting the obligations of this proposed budget proves to be beyond our capacity, the board of Grace Life Bible Church will have to reduce some of the line items in the budget. Okay? Our precious donuts. Look, we don't. I know it's hard to fathom, but we can meet on a Sunday morning without donuts. Okay? I know the kids will be upset. But what I'm saying is, if we can all rise to this collectively as a church body, we won't even have to have these discussions about whether or not we get rid of donuts. Okay? And the board feels that for an assembly of this size, that this structure and budget, as I've presented it to you, is reasonable. Now, other items that we would entertain would be, you know, the lawn care, custodial. I do need to say that I talked to Wayne on the phone this morning on my way to church. We are losing our custodial person. Okay? So if we, what we would prefer to do is to get one of the men of the assembly to become a deacon to help oversee that aspect of the assembly, and for different families to take a week and schedule themselves out to come in here and clean the assembly building so that we don't have to pay somebody else to do it. Okay? Now, if nobody volunteers or whatever, then it's still gonna have to get done. And so we're gonna have to find somebody else to replace the person that we're currently using. Okay? But what we wanna impress is that the idea, as Todd was just saying about all of us collectively as the body of Christ here in this local church being responsible to take care of our situation. Okay? And if that means that we cannot continue to pay someone for lawn care, then we're going to need some of the men to come in and help us cut the grass or, you know, whatever it is. Now, and we're not threatening, it's just the reality of our circumstances. If we continue to be able to support these things, fine, great. Okay? But we just need to be aware that we've got to have, there's not a genie anymore that we rub and boom, out pops money to cover things. This is going to be us collectively as a church body that's going to be taking care of these things. So the current budget, the one thing you need to know about the current budget that you have in front of you is that it does not yet reflect the cost of the life insurance policy. Okay? We don't know yet what that amount is going to be. So it will go up per week some after we know how much we're going to need for this life insurance policy. But we do feel that we would be foolish not to get one, okay, given the circumstances. Frank.
If we run along with this program, which is gracious by Wayne and Lindsay's estate, we also need to reflect on the life policy, my own thinking on yourself. Because if we get better at sending my dear knowledge and your kindness, and if something happens to you, you may see a reduction in the congregation from not having you as the pastor to help. So possibly you may consider two life insurance policies.
Well, we can certainly take that into review as a board. That's part of what this is about. Okay? Aaron, do you have something? Yes. Here's what we asked Wayne about that in our meeting with Wayne. Wayne said that at the end of each year, if there was excess money that the church had collected, that he would apply it to the principal. The reason he doesn't want to do it every month is because it would be a bookkeeping nightmare for him to go in and have to re-amortize the payment schedule every month. So he would allow us to do that, to pay it off faster if we could, but he would apply that in one lump chunk at the end of the year. We still plan on doing all those, the debt cancellation, yes. This time it will be applied to this, and not, you know, the old circumstances. Yes, Peter. Yeah, we'd still do that, and Any monies that were raised for that would be parked in an account, and then when the end of the year came along, we would apply all those toward the mortgage, and then Wayne would re-amortize it for the next year, taking into account that payment at toward principal. Yes. Frank.
At the end of this 5-year program at $17.50 a month, what does that reduce? What does that amortize out of the money that we have to go back to the loan?
So if we stayed on this for the whole time, at the end of 5 years, the loan would go from $293,000 to $253,000. So, I mean, we'd be paying it off by roughly $45,000 if we just made the minimum payment. If we had more to tack on there, obviously it'd go down faster. Okay? So, the current budget does not provide funding for Bible conferences, ladies' conferences, vacation Bible schools, any of that stuff. So that stuff would continue, if we were going to do those things, that stuff would have to continue to come from other fundraising efforts like bake sales, craft shows, car washes, the other types of things that we've done in the past to raise the money to be able to, you know, the dessert auction, stuff like that. Any of those items would have to still be coming from fundraising efforts unless we had excess monies, you know, from offerings that we could, you know, use for those things. Look, the other thing I want you to be aware of, there are saints on the internet that are supporting us and giving weekly offerings of $50 a week. Okay? There's not a lot of them, there's only a couple of them, but all of those monies are not included in this. Because all we wanted to look at was what were the saints sitting here physically in our midst doing collectively as a group. Okay? So, there is some of that, but it's not like it's this, you know, this unlimited piggy bank of money but there is some that will be there from, you know, saints that are contributing to the church on the internet. Steve? Well, just going down the list, dessert auctions, that money is for Vacation Bible School. The goods and services auction, that money is going to pay for the Bible conference in 2 weeks. Somebody gave an offering last year at the Bible conference for $125. The craft show monies, those are going towards the ladies conference in April. The only thing there, the income that is sort of truly undesignated, would be that $3,234 from PayPal donations. The rest of it, if somebody proposes a fundraiser, for example, Kristen Ottenwest wants to do the dessert auction again. She comes to the board and says, I want to do this fundraiser, and the funds are going to go for this. And so when we agree to that, whatever funds are raised by that fundraiser, they go in that savings account for that event or that item that we agreed to. So the only money here, the income here, that truly is sort of extra money that's not pre-designated to something would be these PayPal donations. Now, and I know there's a few saints, there may be a few of you that have given an offering via PayPal in the past. If you did, that number, when that came through electronically, Wayne did not put it in PayPal. He put it in the other side with the offerings of the saints. Okay? Now, just come with me, if you would, to close this. I want you to go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. And I just have some final thoughts about this from the... Yeah, Steve.
I'm just kind of curious, I don't know how many men in the church, 70 or whatever, but which is the
You mean if you divided it by the number of households? We figured that out at one point, Steve, but the problem that we run into there is if you look around the assembly, we have people in all different circumstances. So we have people that are elderly, that are on fixed incomes, that can only do what they can do. We got people that are just starting out, we got college students, we got people that are just, you know, getting going, and then we got people in the middle that are, say, in their prime earning years or whatever you want to call it, okay? So for us to say, well, if everybody would just give $45 a week, well, we wouldn't have this problem. Well, the problem with that is there are some members of the assembly that literally couldn't do that even if they wanted to, and then you have others that, you know, could could do more. And so if we said, well, if everybody gives $45 a week, and the people that were doing more than that said, well, shoot, I'll just give $45, and then there's other people that couldn't, then we'd be right back to the same problem. So and I'm going to get to that here as we conclude this thing, that this is, well, I'll say that in a minute. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. The verse says, every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give. Not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. I want to give you four thoughts regarding giving here based on this verse. Okay? Number one, it needs to be purposeful. Okay? And what I mean by purposeful is two things. It needs to be thought out in advance. When my wife and I, when we consider our offerings to the assembly, when we decide what we can do based upon the needs of the church and the needs of our family, once we decide, it's a done deal. Okay? So if that means I gotta forego something else for the sake of making sure that I'm purposeful with what I've decided to do for the assembly, then that's what we do. We go without that something else. Okay? So, It says in the verse, every man according as he purposeth in his heart. And that means that, second, it's going to be intentional. It's not going to be an afterthought type situation where, well, you know, what loose bills do I have today, and this is what I'm going to give. The principle here of grace giving is that it is thought out in advance, and that it is purposeful, and that it's intentional. Okay? And it's not, look, you should not walk away from this thinking I'm standing up here telling you that everybody's got to give $19.95. Okay? You need to do what you can do based upon your situation and the needs of the church. Okay? But that means that it's going to have to be evaluated and purposeful and intentional. Okay? Second, it's going to have to be consistent. It's going to have to be that whatever you purpose to do, that is given consistently so that the needs of the assembly can be met. Okay? Look, folks, and I'm not trying to browbeat anybody, but this is one of our biggest problems. Okay? One of our biggest problems that we have in this assembly is financial consistency. After this meeting, everybody goes out like gangbusters because we had the rah-rah speech and this is what we're going to do, and then come June and July when everyone's on vacation, the summer offering dwindles, and, you know, then people come back from vacation, and it's not made up for, and in the meantime, the church is still incurring all the expenses, and so it needs to be purposeful, I feel, and consistent. And I don't think that's in any way outside of the bounds of what Paul's talking about here. And, you know, I suppose it's maybe not that different, but third, it needs to be continuous. Okay, the needs of the assembly continue even when the saints are gone. And, you know, if we all adopt the mindset that, well, you know, I'm gonna go to church and I'm only gonna give an offering on the Sundays that I'm in church, well then before you know it, if everybody does that long enough, eventually the church doesn't have any money to continue to function. Okay? So, purposeful, consistent, and continuous. And, you know, I'm going to throw the last one out here, and I do it somewhat cautiously, but I think it bears on Steve's question, and that's sacrificial. And I think, and I understand sacrificial is relative, okay, to the individual family. The family that is retired and living on a fixed income and only has, you know, a certain amount of money to deal with every month and there's nothing they can do about it, certainly is not going to be able to, nor should they be expected to do what another family can do who isn't under those circumstances. So when I think of sacrificial, I think of sacrificial in the sense of everyone doing their own personal best. And frankly, if there were a few families that, you know, would say, you know what, I'm going to take that on and give to a sacrificial level if they were financially able, you know, as I feel Wayne has fully demonstrated, not that we're all Wayne Nash, don't misunderstand me, because we're not, I'm not, most of you aren't, but, you know, so it's going to be the combination here of all of us as members of the church, the body of Christ, that care about the Word of God rightly divided, being purposeful, being consistent, being continuous, and if we're able to be sacrificial and do our own personal best based on our circumstances. And I don't feel that any of that is compulsion. I don't feel that any of that is legalism. I feel that it's just a fact of what it's going to take for this church to continue here. Okay? Now, I'm done with what I've got to say, thank God. And I want cake, but I know that some of you might have questions or comments. Lori? I agree with that. So I know that everybody probably has thoughts, feelings, reactions. We'll be here till Wednesday if we go through all that publicly. So I do want to say this. If you have concerns, if there's things that you have questions about, we have 2 weeks until our board meeting. And we're fully prepared in the opening portion of our board meeting to hear any thing that you have to say about this proposal. But we are recommending to this assembly that we accept Wayne's proposal, that we move forward with a mortgage payment of $1,750, that we entertain at least one life insurance policy on Wayne, that whether or not you want another one on me, that's going to be up to them and the rest of you. But we are proposing that we accept this proposal, that this proposal gives us an opportunity to stay in this assembly, to continue to minister to the kids of the families that are here, and to do all the things that we've been able to do. Okay? So, I know we gotta end this, and I got all that. I'm sorry it took me so long to go through it. Hopefully it was clear, intelligible, and understood. You guys have anything else to say? Okay. Thanks. If you want to talk to us about music, go ahead afterwards. We'll talk about that. Any of you guys have anything to add?
You can just close the prayer. I'm feeling the pressure from Steve here.
What should I say? Brief. I guess my thoughts were, what we're really talking about is kind of moving out from mom and dad's house and going out on our own in some ways. And that requires a little bit of maturity. And I think we've done a mature thing here by doing the research that we did, listening to the comments that we received, and coming to the conclusion that we came to. And it seems achievable. It
seems very achievable. I have to agree with the young lady there. And it's just time to get together and do it. And I got to tell you that I've been really encouraged by the Bible studies we do every other Friday. Through that, it's just a little more informed when you get a chance to talk to people. And sometimes here you've only got 15, 20 minutes and you've got to be somewhere or church is starting or whatever. But there's a number of people that have come to this church by rather interesting means, just kind of by chance. And because of that, they've had a great opportunity to learn the precious truth that we have. And if we as saints have an opportunity to ensure that that can continue, I think that's the worthy thing to do.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to come together as a body, a local manifestation of the body of Christ here, and talk and share. And we look forward to a bright future that would give us opportunities to see this ministry grow. We pray for understanding through your word as we make plans and look into the future and what we can do. We pray for the conference coming up. We're very thankful for the effort that's gone into that in a number of ways from many people. And we pray that that information will go forth and work effectively in the saints that are here to receive it. We thank you for the time we have coming before us here to fellowship with one another and chat and talk and encourage each other in your word and prepare ourselves for the week ahead. In Christ's name, amen.